Hey, welcome. I am your host, Sam, and this is Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities, a podcast about urban legends coming from different cultures and other scary stories as well. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Urban Legends and Other Dreadful Curiosities. As all of you may have known, my last episode was uploaded last month or so, and I've been really sporadic with my content lately. I've actually been busy, and I actually recorded this episode last week or 2 weeks ago, but then the audio was kind of bad, so I have to re-record it again. And I think I'm in a much better location now, so it's actually pretty good. Hopefully it turns out good, or I'm gonna cry. I haven't been really consistent with my content lately because so much has been happening in my life. Right now, I'm recording this in Arizona, and I am staying in my aunt's place for the summer because I can't go home. I can't go back to the Philippines, so that's why. So yeah, I'm recording this episode in Arizona right now. So to all the people who are listening in Arizona, hi guys. So yeah, if you are new to this podcast, you can follow my Instagram page, which is at Urban Legends AODC, for more updates. And that's also where I'm going to be posting when my next episode is up, so keep an eye out for that. And also, I promise I'll be posting more content on it, I swear. I'm just trying to get the hang of this whole social media thing, especially when I promote podcasts and stuff. So, as it says in the title, in this episode, we are going to talk about the Riverdale Road. No, not the Netflix show, but it's this road in between the cities of Thornton and Brighton, Colorado. So this road is 11 miles long. And fun fact about this road is that there are actually 8 paranormal activities in this specific area. So you might want to brace yourselves because I was actually really scared when I was writing this and like reading about it. So yeah, hopefully this listening experience is going to be a fun one for you guys. So the first legend or story I would say about this road is this spot in Riverdale Road called the Jogger's Hill. So it all starts with a jogger who was hit by a car, and the driver of the car freaked out and left the jogger to just die. So according to the legend, if you park at the site of the crash, you will hear disembodied footsteps getting closer and closer to your car. Some people even reported handprints on their windows and banging noises as if someone's kicking the car from the outside. And also, people passing through on foot or just walking have claimed to heard a loud heartbeat and also even footsteps of the jogger who was hit by a car. So that one's pretty scary and also kind of like your typical haunting. So the second one is there are some reports of satanic activity happening in the area. Since people used to live along Riverdale Road, they left behind some structures and some empty buildings. And on these structures and the walls of these empty buildings, there were always fresh graffiti and even bodies of dead animals. Most of them don't have heads on it anymore, which could be some sign of like a demonic worship going on. But it could also be that, you know, some people like chopping up animals, which is also equally weird. I don't know. Like, you guys speculate on this one. But for me, for sure, it's some type of animal worship or some sort of demonic activity going on. Another thing is when you pass by this area, you can hear footsteps growing closer and closer. Since we're on the topic already, another urban legend that is kind of related to this one is that there are some reports that said Riverdale Road has gates leading to hell. So remember when I said that there used to be people that lived here? So one of them is a man who built these gates to hell. These gates are made out of iron, and the story behind this man actually went insane as he was finishing building the gates, and after that he burns his house down with his entire family inside asleep. So this man was never caught or put on trial. So nowadays there are people who claim to see the ghost of this man's wife. So the wife is said to look for the husband and her children, and some say she's out for revenge. But the most she's ever done is appear in the rearview mirror as cars pass by. That's pretty much it. So I don't know, but maybe she's harmless? I'm not sure. You guys be the judge. I actually have some theories about this, but personally, I don't really know why the locals in the area call this road Gates of Hell, but I do believe that it could all be related to the story and to all the demonic activities that's been going on in the area. So remember when I said about the people living there and some demonic activities happening? So these activities could be going on even before the time this mansion and the gates were built, and these entities could be stuck in this area, kind of like, I wouldn't say residue, but honestly that was the term in my head, so we're sticking with that, I guess. So honestly, I'm just gonna interrupt. Having English as a second language is hard, and so much so that I don't speak American English, so some of the words or like the phrasing or just like the wording is gonna come out weird and not common among American ears. So yeah, just letting you guys know. So yeah, honestly, this could also be kind of like some entities who are just stuck in this area, which resulted to this man's insanity, I would say. Like, these entities may be the reason why this man was driven into insanity. That's my theory. So like I said, these activities could be going on even before the time this mansion was built, and these demonic entities could be stuck in these areas, and these entities could lead to this man being crazy or insane. I have a feeling that these worshippers may have opened some type of portal from hell, because whenever you do like a ritual, you may or may not have opened something or triggered something that could maybe be a magnet for entities, or just like a portal from another world or another dimension. I'm not sure if you guys believe in that type of stuff, but honestly, it's super interesting to learn about. Another thing that I'm thinking about is that this man was possessed. These are just my theories that could be like a factor of the story, like some considerations, but you guys feel free to email me or DM me your stories about Riverdale Road as well regarding this urban legend. So yeah, honestly, these are just what I'm thinking about as I was reading this. So yeah, I would really love to hear what you guys have to say about this legend as well. So you think we're done, but we're not. This is just halfway. So the fourth legend about this particular road is that there is said to be ghosts swinging from trees. According to legends, these were the ghosts of the slaves that used to live along Riverdale Road. So since the US has a history of slavery back then, and during that time, lynching in this part of the area is actually pretty common. Since a lot of the slaves died in here, some people reported seeing their ghosts hanging from trees, especially if there's a full moon out. So, aside from ghosts swinging from trees, a ghost of a young boy also haunts this road. It is said that this boy got hit by a car on his way to school, and according to legends, he walks around the street at night and smears his bloody handprints on every street sign as he walks by them. It is also said that when the morning comes, the handprints disappear. I can actually see a theme in here. At least three or four of these legends are mostly about car accidents or someone getting run over or a driver getting into a crash. So I researched what Riverdale Road in Colorado looks like, and it's actually pretty like narrow and lots of like greenery. And I feel like there's not a lot of street lights in this area, and also it's very like, it has a lot of like sharp turns and stuff like that, so I feel like it's easy to get into an accident here in this part of Colorado, I would say. So yeah, speaking of car accidents, the thing with Riverdale Road is that there's a lot of blind corners, as I was saying, and our next legend is actually about a Camaro that patrols this road. Am I saying it correctly? Camaro pronunciation. I feel like it's Camaro. Okay, so yeah, there's this Camaro that patrols this road, and that legends say that if you drive down this road, you will see a Camaro with one working headlight pulling up behind you. Some even say that this Camaro will challenge you to a race that might eventually lead to an accident. So if you see one that's similar to the description that I just mentioned, just be careful. Another urban legend that roams around this area other than the Camaro is a skinwalker. So my favorite podcast, Two Girls, One Ghost, actually talked about this in one of their episodes. It's just like an episode dedicated to skinwalkers. So they're actually pretty creepy, and you may want to listen to that episode right after this because it's also pretty interesting. So basically, a skinwalker is a type of witch, and this is another urban legend on its own. I may even create an episode just dedicated to skinwalkers, but who knows, you know? So this urban legend originated from Navajo culture, and this creature can turn into an animal. They can also possess the living, either animals or people, just by locking eyes with them, which is creepy. And these creatures can usually disguise themselves as a coyote or other animals that symbolize bad omens, like wolves, foxes, owls, eagles, and crows. So these creatures can also be found in Arizona and Utah and some other places in the Northeast. There is actually a spot that is infamous for its skinwalker sightings called the Skinwalker's Ranch. And this spot is actually located in Utah. So yeah, there's a lot of skinwalker sightings there too. And skinwalkers are also said to be really, really fast. They can travel up to 200 miles an hour. I think that's what I heard from Two Girls, One Ghost, but I can't remember. So yeah, honestly, that's kind of a gist of it, like the breakdown of a skinwalker, I would say. There's a lot of information about the skinwalkers, especially on the internet. And I don't know, maybe I might make an episode of it dedicated to it. So who knows? Might want to be on the lookout for that. So yeah, a skinwalker also roams around Riverdale Road as well. So there you all go. These are all of the legends about Riverdale Road in Colorado. It honestly seems like a hotspot for supernatural activities. It's just full of just paranormal stuff. So if that's your thing, if you want to visit this road, please do so, but be careful, do your research, and like, to anyone who has been there, just tell me your stories, email me or DM me your experiences. So do locals pass by this area to get to places like to school or to work? Because not gonna lie, this place actually sounds creepy, and if ever you pass by this area on the daily, you might want to cleanse yourself in your car or something, you know? So yeah, I don't actually encourage you to visit this place, but if you're gonna visit this place, please be careful about it and do your research. So yeah, know what exactly what you're doing, because that place seems like it has so much ghosts and entities that you don't want to mess with, you know? So yeah, if you guys have any stories about this, let me know. Email me at urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's urbanlegendsaodcpodcast@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram and DM me. It's at urbanlegendsaodc. I hope this was a fun listening experience for you guys, and I know I haven't been uploading. I'm so sorry about that. I'll try to be more consistent this time around, since it's still kind of quarantine and it's summer anyway. So yeah, stay tuned for the next episode and stay safe, you guys. Bye.